You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Odyssey of a Liminal Mind is an exploration of mental health and the traumas we go through. Laura Kalora is interested in communication and art as a mode of communication. She often uses acrylic paint and experiments with mixed media. I caught up with her about Odyssey of a Liminal Mind, which is her latest exhibition, and it's on until June 14th.
The process that I use, to me, like, I think it's a marriage of inner work and after practice, in the way that, especially this body of work, Odyssey of a Liminal Mind, it's my journey to mental health. So the way that I try to work is I fish in my memory basket and try to relieve trauma and the mental consciousness of where I am now in life. And then I start applying layer upon layers, and I work through my own resolution, I think. So starting with very raw and kind of a passionate first basis, the first few layers on my canvas, they will be always very rough and raw, and lay with a lot of passion to allow me to fully feel my own pain and to connect with the work that I'm doing. And then I put all of this turmoil of emotion in thick acrylic layer, and I use oil to shine the memories that I wanted to keep. I use a lot of Vaseline to cover up on things that I want to go over. So, you know, when you put Vaseline, you can keep something underneath and then pour another layer of thick acrylic paint and then scratch it off, and the little things that you left underneath will stay and shine. I work a lot also with scrapping, like a scratch away part, and that's kind of recalled the scars that I feel or I have inside.
Have you always made art?
Well, I've always been surrounded and exposed to art since a very early age. My mom was a very big art passionate, and I did my study in NABA, which is the New Academy of Fine Arts in Milan. I did take in on fashion design and textile. I worked in the fashion industry for quite a long time back in Milan. So I think I consider myself to always been involved with art, fashion. Art is communication, and fashion is a form of communication. Therefore, it's a form of art to me. So I think so. Always been drawing and writing a lot. I write a lot of poems or recollection of the thoughts, as I call it. And most of the time, the paint journey will start with few words, and then I work on top of that with the paint. So yes, I think I've always been into art.
What themes does Odyssey explore?
Well, Odyssey of a Liminal Mind, as I said before, it's a very personal inner journey through my own mental health. So more than 10 years ago, after a very, very bad depression episode, I got diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, which kind of changed my life, because finally I had a reason of a lot of the struggle that I've been through. So borderline personality disorder, it's nothing more than a very low capability of regulating emotions. So everything is felt much more intensely and in a very, very different way from people that have the ability of regulate emotion. So yeah, Odyssey of a Liminal Mind, it's my journey through my own mental health, which took more than 10 years. I started painting this body of work in 2019 and just recently put a full dot to it. It wants to be a message of hope. It's like, I really would like to start seeing, like, you know, people talking a little bit more about mental health and take this stigmatization away of it. And I think the more we openly talk about it and the more we make the right scenario for people to actually feel comfortable to open about it.
Yeah.
And I believe that, you know, the most you talk about your journey loudly, there is a chance that you're actually saving someone to die very quietly somewhere. So yeah, that's the reason behind it. It's a reason of being seen, of being listened to.
Yeah. What was it like organizing and putting Odyssey of the Liminal Mind together as an exhibition?
Whoa, That was a big work. you know, like initially when I say, oh, yeah, let's do it. I was like, okay, I do my painting and I'm done. No,
yeah.
The situation behind the show is actually huge. And few things that I never even considered before. So it's been a long journey, and it took a small village. Like, I'm really thankful to a lot of my friends and family to just, you know, keep in different way and support me in different way, organizing Odyssey of a Living Online. The hardest part to me, it's been probably find all the components. So Odyssey has also a component of poetry to it. And I converted some of my poem into music. So there is a little QR code on some of the painting that you can scan, and it connects you to a music that I create with this artist, a musician back in Melbourne, Dan Six. And yeah, that's probably been the hardest part, because it was very important to me to have that extra sensorial experience to the show and finding the right person to do it with. And other than that, it's been the challenging of putting myself out there, pretty much, you know. It's like, feel very vulnerable in front of everyone. But we made it, and open has been really good, so I'm very happy.
You were speaking about how you studied fashion and textile in Milan before returning to painting in 2019. Do you think your time in the fashion scene influenced your art and your art making?
Well, I think that my time in the fashion scene influenced a little bit of everything and a lot of aspects in my life. It's like, as I said before, I'm a very truly believer of communication, and art is a form of communication. Like, we make art because we want to communicate. Like, the reason why I start painting is that I'm not from here, and English is not my first language, and I find it very hard to fully express myself in a language that is not mine.
Yeah.
So the painting side kind of cover up all the, you know, the difficulties that I have in expressing myself with words. So, and fashion does the same. It's like the way that you dress, that you put yourself in the world, it's a way of how you wanted to communicate yourself to the rest of the world. So I think fashion influenced pretty much everything I do in life. Definitely the study of fashion influenced my research for texture and color in my painting.
Yeah.
Like, probably that's the biggest influence. But overall, the hand, you create an image that it's visually pleasant, and fashion does the same, create an image that it's visually pleasant for the audience to see. So engage in a different way with you and your art. So yes, fashion definitely very, very important to me.
Aside from your exhibition, are you working on anything new at the moment? Are you painting new art?
I am. I'm always painting, but at the moment I'm working on a new body of work on connection. So how people connect to each other, and just try to navigate this new way of connecting. Now it seems everything, it's behind a screen or behind an app. It's a really different way of connecting, respect when I was, you know, teenagers or even in my 20s.
Yeah.
So my new body of work, it's on that. It's related on connection between people and how we connect with people and how we put ourselves out there. I'm not sure when I'm going to have another show, but hopefully soon in the future.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a break now.
You've earned it. Yeah. Lovely. That was painter Laura Crispy speaking to me about her exhibition, Odyssey of a Liminal Mind.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.